Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott. I'm with Pascal Chatenay. How are you, Pascal?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent. We're going to talk a wee bit today about reduction. We've talked about the processes of the development of McCaptans. The wine's ready to be bottled. Hopefully it's fairly clean. You stick it into a bottle. What does the difference between oxygen getting into the wine and not getting into the wine once it's been bottled?
So at this stage, it depends about the closer. Mm-hmm. The quantity of oxygen which can penetrate into a bottle during its aging depends about the physical characteristic of the closers. To summarize a bit the situation, if we compare a natural cork, which allow maybe in between 2 and 4 milligram per liter and per year of oxygen ingress, or a little bit less or a little bit more, we have in front synthetic corks, plastic material, with a rate of oxidation in between 2 to 8 milligram per liter and per year, a higher rate when the classic thinking is that with a plastic stopper you have less oxygen in your bottle, but it's exactly the opposite. It's because the physical characteristic of the plastic allow more penetration of oxygen through the plastic material. And on the other extremity, you have maybe the screw caps with a tin saran. A saran is a plastic polymer, quite close polymer, plus the tin layer or the aluminium layer into the liner. We have more or less zero oxygen ingress into the bottle. So it's clear that in between the same wine, bottle at the same moment, and stopped, or with a plastic cork, with a natural cork, a technical cork, or a screw cap with a liner very, very, very dense and with no oxygen ingress, we'll never have the same evolution of the wine front of the time.
Yep, yep. Now, except that, why do wines tend to be more reductive under screw cap?
Mostly because there is no oxygen ingress.
Okay, so it is...
So if you have screw caps and you want to use screw caps, because screw caps have plenty of advantage to stop a bottle, you have to make a right choice in terms of liners. The problem by itself is not the aluminium caps. The problem comes from the oxygen transmission rate of your liner.
Yep.
And the industry can use different type of liners with more or less oxygen transmission.
What is the range of oxygen transmission from liners?
Oh, I think, well, it's quite wide, but with a tin saran, it can be 0.02. milligram per liter and per year, until 1 milligram per liter and per year for Saranex, which is another category of plastic liner.
Okay, but still significantly lower than a cork or a plastic cork.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so
Saranex is close to a technical cork and close to a very good quality natural cork, but it's still lower than the synthetic plastic corks.
So what's the chemistry going on? We've got some McCaptans in our wines, which if you get a bit of oxygen, they get absorbed. I have noticed that some wines that are a bit reductive, if I do let them breathe, they clean up.
That exactly.
Is that the solution for all reductive wines?
That is a solution for all reductive wine when you have not too much reduction. When you have what we call a masking or a muting effect of the volatile sulfuric components, which is just a question of to be over the perception threshold, maybe 2 or 3 times over the perception threshold, but not 10 or 100 times. When it is, when the wine is very rich in mercaptan, when the reduction is very, very intense, the decantation, the aeration of the wine is not sufficient.
Okay.
But when the wine is just what we call close or a bit muted, you decant your wine in a decanter, or you give some time to the wine into your glass, and the wine is opening.
Is that why people say that wines sometimes open up with oxygen? Is it just it's effectively removing the reduction from the wine?
Yes, that is exactly
so, that. So, and often when wines are in a bottle, they can sometimes go through a dull period where they've lost some fruit. Sometimes the wine starts out quite fruity, goes quite dull, and then comes back a bit later on. Is that a function of reduction?
It's a question of balancing between reduction and oxidation. You are losing the typical fruit character of the young wines during the time of aging, because you are oxidizing the molecules which are responsible to this fruity character. A part of these molecules are mercaptan. So again, when we are talking about mercaptans, you have the negative ones, which are responsible for a negative of flavor, but you have also positive mercaptan.
Yep.
So it's why it is so difficult and so important to take care about the quality of the aging of the bottle, to be able to protect the wine front of an excess of oxidation and to maintain it as vibrant and as young as possible during a long time, and to avoid a too much reductive evolution, to avoid the development of this negative burnt rubber and rotten eggs aroma.
Okay, so let me just recap this then. If a wine is going through a dull period in the bottle, you know, so you got 12 bottles, you drink half of them, and then you find that the wine just goes a bit dull. It's a mixture of the fruits being oxidized.
Yes.
But then the wine comes back to life maybe 3 years later. There's still more oxygen, so the wine's getting more oxidized. So why does it come back to life?
All the bottles finish oxidized. Just a question of time. It's the speed of evolution, of aging of a wine in a bottle, depends about its antioxidant capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on the other side. So that is something which is controlled by the vineyard management, by the winemaking, by the aging, by the grape selection, everything. On the other side, the other factor controls that is the selection of the closure.
Yep.
The oxygen transmission rate of your closure,
mm-hmm.
plus the condition of storage, obviously. Mm-hmm. So on the grape and wine side, depending the composition, the quantity of natural antioxidant, your wine will be more or less able to age a long time.
Yep.
A high concentrated red wine full of tannins and colors is obviously much more resistant to the oxidation and so much more ready to age long time than light white wines with absolutely no polyphenols. Obviously, we try to remove all the polyphenols to avoid color of the white wine.
Yeah, yeah.
So that category of product is much more sensitive to the aging. So we have to protect more this wine.
But they're the ones that become more reductive, though, normally.
And that is a challenge of the winemaker, is to protect as much as possible the wine against the oxidation, avoiding in the same time the development of an excessive reduction, which is negative when you taste your glass.
We've talked about mercaptans quite a bit. I read somewhere or spoke to someone about mercaptans that they can go through another chemical change and then you're pretty much stuck. You can't do anything with them. You know, like you're talking about letting the wine breathe will help burn off some of the mercaptans. But people talk about basically getting stuck. What is there a chemical process there that I don't understand, or have I just got it wrong?
Maybe are you talking about the capacity during the evolution of the wine in bottle to reduce and to reduce sulfide? So when we are making the wine, when we are aging the wine, we are promoting some oxidation to reduce the mercaptan level, and we produce, in that case, sulfide.
Yep.
When you bottle your wine and you have no more oxygen ingress or very tiny, tiny amounts, you are promoting more reductive conditions. And so these sulfides can be reduced into the original mercaptan.
Okay, so, all right. So the oxygen's getting
sucked
off.
By chemical reduction.
Yeah, 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 okay.
And you can do anything against that.
So you've got a wine that's got a bit of mercaptans, a bit of oxygen to get rid of it.
You eliminate the mercaptan aroma because you are oxidizing into sulfide.
And
because the aroma threshold of the sulfide is much higher, the aroma disappears. You bottle your wine, no more oxygen, reductive condition of aging, and so chemically the sulfide are reduced into mercaptan and the old flavor appear again.
Could you get rid of that mercaptan that's just developed by giving the wine a bit of breathing again?
Yeah, sure. Okay. But they are in a other level of oxidation, so they are much more difficult to eliminate by oxidation, and they are less volatile, so it's much more difficult to eliminate by decantation, for example. Mercaptan are very volatile and very sensitive to oxidation, so oxidation of the wine or in the glass or in a decanter after half an hour, 20 minutes, it's sufficient.
Yep.
For sulfide, it's much more difficult.
Yeah, okay.
So the solution is during the winemaking to avoid the excessive synthesis production of that category of components.
Do you get problems with sulfides mutating into things like hydrogen sulfides or anything like that?
Yes.
Is it hydrogen sulfide the one to watch out for?
Hydrogen sulfide is the first component you are producing during the reductive process of the wine. So if you, what are the solution at the disposition of the winemaker to eliminate or to avoid the production of these components during the aging, during the winemaking process? It's using oxygen aeration of the wine, using barrel aging to promote a slow ingress of oxygen, which is just sufficient to avoid a negative reductive evolution, but which is not sufficient to promote the oxidation of positive component of the wine. It can be aging only is also to trap the excess of mercaptan and helping the lees to trap this mercaptan by the steering and the batonnage. Plenty of solution like that. But the philosophy always is to work before the development of a problem.
Yep.
When you have a problem in front of you, you have to use solutions which are always less interesting in terms of preservation and development of the quality. You are maybe solutioning the problem, but you are not developing the quality.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and just to finish up, in reduction, you talked about burnt rubber smells. What are the classic aromas that people get with reduction?
To describe the reduction?
Yeah, no, the aroma.
To describe the aroma of reduction?
Yeah.
I think rotten eggs, burnt rubber, cabbage. No, I think it's the three main important descriptor to describe a strong negative reductive of flavor.
Okay.
But more classically, the concentration of volatile sulfuric compounds is not so high, so you are not able to detect this defect. And the first influence is like with the small quantity of TCA, is you are muting your wine is flat, your fruit is not expressive, and you are a bit disappointed by the wine.
Some people say that reduction can create minerality in wines.
The question is, what is minerality?
Well, I've just done an interview with Tom Caravan on
that. I think that is a word which is a bit too much used today, and we have lost the definition of minerality. So when somebody is not able to explain when he is tainting a wine, he talk about minerality.
Yeah, because you think it's a bit of a...
You know, it's a common term today, which is used by the taster to explain things they are not able to explain. I think the easiest way is when you don't know or you are not able to explain, you say, I don't know, why I can't.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a cop-out myself. Okay, Pascal, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you to you.
Cheers, mate.